I forgot he's so small. I didn't see him over there. Thank you, Brandon. Good morning and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and again, I'm here with each Sunday at noon with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. And as always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio. 877-850-8585, or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Good afternoon, everybody, and even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can listen to all of our past shows. You could sign up for our free seminars, you could see who the show's sponsors are, visit all of their websites. Link to our Facebook page. I think we're closing in on 4,000 fans of the show at this point. You could link to our brand new HOA and condo blog at hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, interesting, video surveillance in your association. My column tomorrow is entitled Smile, You're on Candid Camera. Remember that?
No.
Yes, I do.
All right, trivia question. Who was the host?
Oh, God.
Alan Funt. All right, you can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements that we send out about the show all the time, and, of course, changes that are made to the statutes and other interesting things that come up in the world of condos and HOAs. And if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, that's condo-laws.com.
Well, last show, we spoke with Joe Morello and Bill Burns from our sponsor, Garden Leader, and we learned what we can do about trees that are literally tearing up our communities, roots that are too big, trees that are too tall, and listeners were calling in with all kinds of questions from all over the place. But before we get going today, I have to ask you, how was the Condo Craze seminar yesterday, the Hard Rock?
Oh,
you were sold out,
man,
wall-to-wall people.
What a show. First, again, let me thank Garden Leader for being a guest on last week's show. And it was definitely interesting to learn that these crazy tree problems were really the result of poor planning originally by the developer. You know, that was very interesting to learn. But what else is new? And remember, the Florida legislature took away the ability to sue developers in an HOA, even if the place falls apart. But except for last year, protecting developers was definitely the theme in Florida for quite a while. But getting back to yesterday, I have to tell you, it was so flattering. It really was a fantastic event. We were absolutely packed to the brim. I know we brought in to start 288 seats for people to take the class, and it wasn't enough, so they had to keep bringing chairs in. So really very, very flattered. It was fantastic. Everybody certainly seemed to have a lot of fun, and I want to thank everybody for coming out on a Saturday morning, no less. You had to see the line at 7:30 in the morning, everybody. It was awesome. Really something nice to see, and everybody came out to learn something, and it certainly looked like everybody enjoyed themselves. And we had about 24 sponsors in attendance, and many of them also taught all kinds of classes as well that I had the privilege of actually sitting in on. It was great. And I want to thank those sponsors for participating and making yesterday's seminar really very memorable. Much appreciated.
Well, all right. I mean, you know, I hear it was a great time was had by all, and a lot of people had a lot to learn.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you know, you've had about a half a day now, Eric. you feel rested?
Yeah, rested.
So when's the next one?
The next one, believe it or not. Scott knows we don't rest too much here at Condo Craze and HOAs. And, of course, election season is definitely now in full swing. And this year, as you know, for both condos and HOAs, you have to get certified as a board member within 90 days of getting elected to that board, or you are off that board. And one way to get certified is by attending our popular Condo Craze board certification course. And the courses are not only educational and fun, but they are also free. And believe it or not, we've now gone over the 7,000 mark.
Ooh,
yeah,
wow.
For Floridians that have taken our board certification class. And we added a lot more times and places. And if you want to see just how much fun the course can be, take a look at the video on our Condo Craze and HOA's homepage. You'll see great shots of all our guests, all of our sponsors, who we really, truly appreciate.
Well, let's tell everybody where they can attend the course.
All right. Our next event is actually on Florida's West Coast. It's coming up at the Hyatt Regency in beautiful Bonita Springs. I think that's February 2nd. After that, we go to April Fool's Day, West Palm Beach, at the PM Expo event.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's a good day to do it. Absolutely. And then April 5th, we'll be back in Orlando at the Holiday Inn at Universal Studios. And, all right, big announcement this morning. We really have a real treat in store for all our listeners. You remember last May, we decided to do the radio show live in front of a studio audience, and it was fantastic, a lot of fun. So we decided to make this an annual event for everybody. So on May 18th, we will be hosting our second annual Condo Craze Day of Education and live radio show at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood. Registration is going to start early at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then we'll teach the popular board certification class. At noon, we'll do the radio show live in front of a studio audience. We'd really want to pack the house even better than last year. And after the show, there's going to be lots of courses offered by our sponsors on all kinds of association issues. And we really look forward to making this a great day.
Well, if it goes half as well as last year, everyone will have a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, I'll have to wear, you know, an actual shirt and shoes and maybe even a tie instead of, you know, dressing like a vagabond like I usually do here on the radio. But let me tell you, we had a great time last year, and just so many people came out. I mean, I felt like almost like a celebrity. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
It was
fun.
A lot of fun. We really did. Scott, I want you there so bad. I don't care if you show up wearing nothing at all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I can think of the rest of the human race caring.
Because there's videotape.
There's video,
oh, my
right.
God.
Yeah, yeah. All right, everybody, come learn all about what it takes to properly be a good board member. We cover so many areas, like, you know, what the certification process is all about. Budgets, year-end financial reporting, pretty important to know this time of year. Access to records, foreclosures, suspension of unit owners' rights, arbitration, mediation, the importance of your governing documents and what the hierarchy of those documents are, and even board member kickbacks. I heard that happens once in a while. And board member individual liability. And with all these dates and times, there's no excuse for not attending.
Absolutely, and it's free. And if you're a community association manager, it's a great day for you, too, because all of the courses provided free continuing education credits.
Right. So again, you want to sign up, just go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Fill out the form, and Brian will, in fact, let you know that you are registered. And, of course, we'd certainly like to hear from anybody out there who was at yesterday's event or at any of our prior seminars. We want to know what you thought about it, and give us a call, 877-850-8585. But before we take a break, how about we take some calls? Let's go to Bill in Palm Beach County. How are you, Bill?
Yes, good afternoon. Question. I live in an association that's advising me that when they close out the financials, it's required that they have an auditor who is from a firm or not a firm, but has to be a CPA, etc. They then tell me that preparing the budget doesn't require a CPA. They can do it themselves with people on the board who are amateurish and, you know, not trained particularly in that area. I checked 720, I checked 617, and so on and so forth, and it doesn't say that. But I am not someone like yourself who is a very knowledgeable in this area, particularly an attorney. Can
well,
you advise
yeah,
me?
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Well, whoever's giving you that information is right on point. They are correct. The board, without the assistance of a CPA, can, in fact, prepare the association's annual budget. It's funny because there's a big difference between the condo statute and the HOA statute. The condo statute, when it comes to preparing the budget, it's very detailed. It lists all the things that must be included in your budget. HOA statute basically says it just needs to be a list of the expenditures that your association spends money on. That's it. Like one sentence in the whole HOA statute devoted to the budget. So, yes, that can be done by the board of directors with no need for a CPA. However, now that we're in the year-end reporting period, and by the way, generally speaking, most associations out there operate from a January 1st to December 31st fiscal year. So what that means to all of you who are listening now is that by April 30th, mark that date down, by April 30th, all associations out there better have their year-end financial report for 2013 done, finished, prepared, and be able to be viewed by the unit owners. And that report needs to be done by a CPA, if it's a compilation, if it's a review, or it's an audit, any one of those three reports have to be done by a CPA. Now, if your budget, I believe, is less than $150,000, or if you have less than 50 units, then and only then is a CPA not necessary, okay? So that's the rule on that. How about we go to Carol in Boynton Beach? How are you, Carol?
Fine, thank you, and thank you so very much for your program.
Thank you very much for listening.
We are in the process, and have been for quite a few years, of redoing our documents. I am not on the committee presently. I was in the beginning. Now they no longer ask for people. They have a selected little group that is redoing the documents, and they have sent out several mailings, and there is another mailing in the process. And on this mailing, when they send it to you, and there's going to be, they want you to put your name and the house number address on the and return it.
Yes, that's because they're trying, I guess, somebody drafted amendments to your declaration of condominium or to your bylaws, which
yes,
are your governing documents. Okay,
yes.
So it's your declaration of covenants, I should say, or your bylaws. And in order to do that, it typically requires either a 2/3 vote of your community or a 3/4 vote of the members of your community. And yes, it's not done by, you know, blind voting. You actually have to sign your name. We need to see, you need to make sure that the person casting the vote for your association is actually a unit owner who has the right to vote. So yes, it's not something like in an election that's done anonymously. When you're voting to actually change your governing documents, you need to step up and disclose the fact and disclose your name and acknowledge that you want your documents changed.
Well, when they have this all done, that they want this change, and we actually have them, say, 1 through 7 or whatever, will that be the same way, or will you go and sign in and vote? In other words, they will know the people who have voted against, for, and against
it. Yeah, that's right, and that's the way it should be done. It's typically done on a proxy form or on a ballot where you have to sign your name.
Oh, it's on a proxy?
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. That can absolutely be done. You got to disclose your name again. It all boils down to verifying the fact that the person casting the vote has the legal ability to cast that vote. Okay, let's do this. Jason from Boynton Beach, I see you on hold. Let's take our first break of the hour. Just stay right there. Taking all your calls at 877-850-8585 again. 877-850-8585. And when we get back, we're also going to talk about whether or not the board can prevent you from having guests, whether FBI agents who live at your condo are entitled to special parking privileges, and of course, we'll take your calls on anything and everything else in the world of condos and HOAs. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage has set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls, and we have many of them on hold now. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, let's go to Jason in Boynton Beach. Thanks for holding, Jason.
Hi, I'm Jason from Boynton Beach. I am closing on a piece of property in Boynton Beach at the end of February. As it happens, they will be having their annual association member meeting the beginning of February. Is there a way I can sit in on the meeting just to get an idea of what the current issues are?
What, you living in a condo or an HOA?
It's a houses that have an HOA.
Yeah, I believe the statute says the meetings are basically only available and open to unit owners. So, listen, if you show up at the meeting and you say, hi, how are you? You're going to introduce yourself. I'm going to be moving in here in a few days. I'd certainly like to get involved. I want to be a good neighbor. Any board that asks you to leave, there's got to be something wrong with, quite frankly. So they would, they should certainly let you sit there. But if you ask me if you have a legal right to sit there, no, not until the day of closing. But again, any board that does that is probably not a board I'd ever even want to serve on, to tell you the truth. So I'd show up and see if they actually ask you to leave. I don't think they will.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for listening, Jason. All right, how about we go to Bill in Palm Beach County?
On borrowing money by an HOA association, it used to be 3/4 of the entire membership. Then they lowered it to 2/3 of the entire membership. And now they're trying to lower it again to 2/3 of a quorum. And in a large corporation, the type I'm talking about, dropping from 2/3 of the entire corporation to 2/3 of a quorum can mean that they do not need the approval of approximately 400 to 500 votes, which they were having a hard time
getting.
All right,
let me stop you. Let me stop you in your tracks for a second, Bill. Are you trying to tell me that your documents actually have language in there that says the board can't borrow money without a unit owner vote? Is that what you're saying?
That they can, not only that, but it has to now presently be 2/3 of the entire membership.
Okay.
And this, can I just add one thing? And this is with this, I'll use the phrase new religion, this enhancement stuff, where it's $1 million up to $5 million, depending on what is being done, and they want to borrow money and then take another vote with for things that are aesthetic rather than repairs and, you know,
right,
structural changes. So I'm just combining those two things. Yes, the language is in there that they require 2/3, and they. So I'm beginning to wonder: can they change? Can anyone change anything in the document?
Okay, all right, Bill. Let me answer your question this way. It's kind of almost ironic that you're complaining about the fact that the board is trying to seek a lower amount of voter approval in order to borrow money. Why? It's because it's unusual in the first place for there to be any language in your governing documents which makes the board get unit owner approval before borrowing money. I can tell you right now, the people that are listening to the show right now are saying, what's Bill complaining about? Our board doesn't even ask before they go and borrow money, and that's because typically there's nothing in the governing documents, and this applies both for condos and for HOAs, this very typically, probably more than 90% of the time, there's nothing in the documents that prohibits the board from borrowing money at all. Here's how it generally works. The board goes out and applies for a loan with a lending institution. That lending institution asks the attorney for the association to prepare a letter which basically indicates whether or not the association has the authority under the governing documents to borrow money. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's specific language that does in fact allow the board to borrow money, but even if there isn't, if there's other language in the documents, and there always is, which says the board has the power and has the duty to keep the common elements in proper working order, and the board can do anything and everything necessary under the corporate statutes to which lets them fulfill their duties and obligations as members, all attorneys interpret that to mean also, well, then they have the power to borrow money as well in order to make those repairs that are necessary for the association. So again, 95% of the time, probably or more, there's never a vote of the community before the board borrows money, and the documents are always interpreted in such a way that it gives the board authority to borrow that money, and banks lend it all the time. So the fact that your association requires any vote at all, you are way ahead of the game. How about we go to David in Delray Beach?
Hello, Eric.
How are you, Dave?
All right. The management company is trying to change the bylaws to make the unit owners responsible for the sheetrock. And I understand in 718, as a condo, the sheetrock is the responsibility of the building.
Yeah, typically it is. That's correct.
So I was trying to figure out, can they change the bylaws and make the unit owners responsible?
Well, again, if you can amend the bylaws it's typically not the bylaws. We addressed this yesterday. That term bylaws is oftentimes used incorrectly.
Well, yeah, but first, the gentleman, I think he said, his management company.
Right.
You meant your board of directors, right, sir?
Right.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other issue, whether or not the management company
should... Yeah, because we have problems that...
Right, exactly. Good catch, Scott.
Yeah.
But bottom line is... Yeah, go ahead.
It is the management company making up the bylaws and presenting it to the different unit owners.
Yeah. Did they say why they want that change? Why they think it's a good idea?
No, they did not.
Yeah, I guess that's going to fail miserably, quite frankly, when that's given to the unit owners to vote on. I would think that if something happens to the walls of their unit, that's something that they're going to look to the association to change and not necessarily themselves. So I don't see the unit owners voting in favor of that. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But I do want to touch on one thing because, you know, you said the bylaws. Bylaws, and we taught this yesterday, it's not the bylaws that's probably seeking to change. It's probably your Declaration of Covenants. Your bylaws are a document that tells the association how you operate as a corporation. For example, tells what the name of the corporation is. It tells when your annual meetings or when all of your meetings are supposed to be. It says where your annual meetings or your general meetings are going to be. It talks about how many directors there are on the board of directors, what the officer positions are, and what their responsibilities are going to be. That's the document that's known as the bylaws, the document that your management company apparently is attempting to change, which would probably redefine what the boundaries of a unit are or who's responsible for what type of repairs. That's going to be an amendment to your Declaration of Covenants if you're in an HOA and your Declaration of Condominium if, in fact, you're in a condominium. So that's the main difference between those documents. But I can't see the unit owners voting in favor of that. Eddie from Miami, I see you. You know what? We picked him up already? Okay, then let's take Eddie's call from Miami. How are you, Eddie?
Good. I wanted to ask you if I'm permitted to put my condo into a trust.
If you're permitted to put it into a trust? Yeah, trust is typically an estate planning tool for people. I guess you're asking me, can you do it without the permission of your condominium association's board of directors?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a case many years ago involving
in
North Miami Beach, North Miami Beach, where I represented an old woman, and she decides to put her condominium unit inside of a trust, and the condominium president threatens her and then actually sues her. And then, I'll never forget this because I was at home, I remember when it happened, she called me and said, the condo president said to me that if I deed him the unit, true story, if I deed him the unit, he'll drop the lawsuit against me. So to make a long story short, as you would think, I countersued against the president individually. We wind up going to court, and the judge who was assigned to the case thought that the condo association had absolutely no authority whatsoever to prevent this unit owner from putting the property inside of a trust because she simply classified it as an estate planning tool. It really wasn't being transferred to anybody else. It was in effect kind of being transferred to herself, especially since she got to live in it during her lifetime. Okay, let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Invera Systems protect communities better than anyone because Invera Systems focus strictly on the unique needs of gated communities, HOAs, condo associations, and CDDs, proving Invera to be the experienced leader in community protection. Invera's virtual gate guard solution uses state-licensed virtual guards, high-resolution digital cameras, and video recorders to greet guests, contact residents, and grant or deny access at entrance points using two-way audio and one-way video. Invera now secures hundreds of gate points, access control entry points, and amenities like clubhouses, pools, and parks. Your entire community can be protected by Invera's virtual gate guards, active audio surveillance, and access control systems that will increase your community's security at a fraction of the cost of traditional security services. Contact Invera Systems today for a free security consultation. Visit us online at InveraSystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A Systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Listen to 850 FTL anywhere in the world. Log on, listen, anytime. 850WFTL.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Uh-oh. Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, ElconElectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Give us a phone call if you have a question, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right. I don't normally make it a point to talk about cases that we win on the show. That's certainly not the intention of why we do this here each Sunday.
Yeah, we usually spend more time about the ones we lose.
Losses, right. We can go on. No, never mind. However, we did recently win a very interesting arbitration case. And the real reason I want to talk about it is the fact that the issues in that case are definitely interesting, and the case can be used as a great teaching school, teaching tool, I should say. So, Scott, how about telling everybody the facts of the case?
All right. Well, I guess there are two reasons we want to talk about this. Let me start out by saying our client still owns a condominium unit in Hallandale, Florida, and the condominium's board of directors passed a rule that basically says guests of the owners can no longer utilize the pool. Yeah, I know. So here you are, you buy your nice condo by the beach on the water, it's got a nice swimming pool, South Florida, you want to use it, have some friends, family over, enjoy the place, and you have this board of directors basically saying, you can't have anybody over.
Yeah, so what happens next?
Well, I'd like to think that there's some law that prevents boards from doing this. I can't imagine that a board can prevent you from having your friends over for a swim.
Yeah, and you'd be right, Karen. That makes perfect sense. There actually is such a law. And here's what the law says. And it's Florida Statute 718-123. All common elements, all common areas, and rec facilities serving any condominium shall be available to unit owners in the condominium and and their invited guests for the use intended for such common elements, common areas, and recreational facilities. The entity or entities responsible for the operation of the common elements, common areas, and recreational facilities may adopt reasonable rules and regulations pursuant to the use of such common elements, common areas, and rec facilities. So what do reasonable rules mean? They can certainly make reasonable rules regarding the hours of operation, like the pool is only open from 8 in the morning to 8 at night, but they can't say no guests.
Yeah, and believe it or not, the arbitrator up in Tallahassee entered an order that said guests of the union owners have the right to use the pool because, well, your little rule that you just enacted, board, it conflicts with the statute. But the next issue is even more interesting.
Yeah, how about before we go to the next issue, we take Martin's call from North Miami Beach. How are you, Martin?
Yes, hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
New listener. I'm calling from the Jade Winds Condominium Association.
Uh-oh. All right, go ahead.
That's not a good uh-oh, I suppose, and I can tell you that it's not. I can verify that. I'm a unit owner here for over 10 years, and I've seen a rapid deterioration of our rights and of the rules that are supposed to be in place here. When I purchased my property over 12 years ago, I had to sign an affidavit of compliance saying there will be no pets on the property. And somehow the rules and regulations were taken out of the bylaws and made a separate document. And then those documents were subsequently revised to include pets. So I have my declarations for my association here saying that there's no pets allowed. I had to sign an affidavit of compliance saying no pets allowed. And now the rules and regulations say that there is pets.
Oh, this is precisely what we teach. This actually exact example, but normally we teach it in reverse. If your declaration is obviously the superior document over the rules. So your declaration says that no pets are allowed. Was that declaration of condominium ever amended? Yes or no?
To be clear, I cannot say that it's been amended. If it has, we have not seen the amended version.
Okay, well, the unit owners, you would know as a unit owner whether or not it was amended because you would have been given the opportunity to vote on that amendment.
Right.
Instead, what you seem to be telling me is the board said, who cares what the Declaration of Condominium says? We're going to pass a rule that says, even though the deck says that there's no pets, we like pets. So as a rule, we're going to say that pets are now allowed. Scott, can they do that?
Well, you know, here's the thing. You can't change the rules to say that if they did it the way that, you know, Eric is hypothesizing. But it wouldn't be the first time a board simply stopped enforcing a rule that should have been enforced in a condominium.
Right.
So it gets really complicated after that, determining whether or not the board is simply letting people get away with rule breaking, or if the board has a duty to enforce rules that everybody agreed to live by, and it's not within their, I guess we call it business judgment, to simply ignore what the statute says. And the statute says you must enforce all your rules uniformly.
Yeah, exactly. And the bottom line is if you're the remember, the declaration is the superior document. So you cannot change the declaration, take the easy way out by changing the declaration by making a board-made rule. The board has to take the much harder step of actually going back now and amending the declaration and asking the unit owners whether they want to live in a community that now allows pets. And that's typically going to require a two-thirds vote or a three-quarters vote. Perhaps the board thought that they're never going to get that vote, so they thought the easy way out is to simply have a board rule. Well, it doesn't work that way, okay? They got to go back and amend the Declaration of Condominium. And I can tell you, any unit owner who now lives in a community with pets potentially has a great cause of action against the association. Okay? But hope that teaches you how it needs to be done, Martin. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour, taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing. The family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website orrplumbing.com for money-saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
An association's landscaping may be its most important asset. When cared for properly, your landscaping can make your home or condo association look like a palace. When maintained poorly, it's a bad first impression of your community and can instantly bring down the prices of everyone's home. Don't let that happen where you live. Trust the professionals at Garden Leader to give your property that green, tropical, plush look you've always wanted. At Garden Leader, they've been making communities throughout Florida look great since 1981. Whether it's mowing, irrigation, fertilization, pest control, pruning, mulching, or anything related to your landscape, or if you're just searching for that great new look for your community, Garden Leader does it all. Frustrated with your present landscaping company? Give Garden Leader a call. Garden Leader won't let you down. They strive to make their customers happy for years to come. Give Garden Leader a call at 888-680-7035. That's 888-680-7035. Or visit online at garden-leader.com. Don't leave your community's landscaping to chance. Go with the leader, Garden Leader. Again, that number, 888-680-7035.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. And again, I am Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, before we went to the break, Scott was telling us about a case we just won in arbitration involving a condo in Hollandale. And that first part of that case said that the board cannot pass a rule that says you can't bring any guests to the pool. Second part of the case is interesting because how often do you find yourself involved in a case involving an FBI agent? So in this particular condominium, the Declaration of Condominium expressly stated that every unit owner is entitled to the use of only two parking spots. That's it. So, well, one of the people that live in the condominium is, in fact, an FBI agent. And the board of directors said that because this guy is an FBI agent and he parks his third vehicle, which is a law enforcement vehicle, at the condominium, even though it doesn't look like a law enforcement vehicle, this guy we're going to allow to have three parking spaces, even though the Declaration of Condominium says two. So my client, though, who's is a doctor, as a matter of fact, he's denied by the association when he was asked if he, just like the FBI agent, can also have three parking spaces. The board says no.
Wow. So is someone who is an FBI agent entitled to get around the docs that govern the condominium? And do they actually get special privileges?
Well, that's what the attorney for the condominium argued, but the arbitrator disagreed. And the condo's attorney relied upon what's called an attorney general opinion. That's just that, an opinion written by Florida's attorney general that said law enforcement vehicles at your condominium, they're not considered commercial vehicles. And therefore, she argued that it's not subject to the rules that say no commercial vehicles allowed that condos often have in their governing documents.
Yeah, well, you know, as anybody could tell from listening to us for the last minute, that's not what this case was about, and the arbitrator understood that. See, nobody was actually arguing that the FBI agent's car was a commercial vehicle. The issue was whether or not he got an extra parking space, and whether a government vehicle is somehow authorized to get extra parking spaces. Well, the arbitrator held that by permitting the FBI agent to use three spaces instead of two, and denying our client, and just probably everybody else, the opportunity to do the same, the association was acting arbitrarily.
Yeah, and additionally, the arbitrator disagreed that the board could use its business judgment rule to give this FBI agent a third spot, because here the documents were clear and unambiguous and the association simply had no discretion at all to give this FBI agent a third parking space. So again, what did we learn? Associations can't say that you can't have your guests use the common areas, and law enforcement officers don't get more parking spaces than anybody else.
Thank
but again,
you.
Yeah, it's not every day that an FBI agent makes its way into the typical condo and HOA case, and we thought this case was certainly worth learning
about.
Maybe
they thought they were going to get audited or something.
Who, right, exactly, or under arrest for not giving that third parking spot. All right, how about we go to Mike in Hollywood, I think. How are you, Mike?
Yes. Hi. A few months back, I went to one of your classes, got certified. I'm on an HOA. It was very interesting, and I appreciate it. My question is this. I go back to the HOA that I'm on, and I tell everybody, hey, you know, this law is in effect. You guys go. How long do they really have before, like, if they don't act, that, you know, hey, now, you know, if they're not going to do what they need to do, what's the time frame?
We teach this all the time, and the statute says that within 90 days of getting elected or appointed to the board of directors, the members of that board have to get certified, and there's two ways to do it. One is by a written certification, which generally you go to the computer, you go to the DBPR's website, you print out an affidavit, which basically says you've read your governing documents. I like to joke about it and say it basically says, hi, I read the documents. I'm a know-it-all. I know everything. I'm great. Where do I sign? Or right. I call that a silly self-serving affidavit and a chicken's way out. Or you can actually go take a course that's been approved right. by the DBPR for certification purposes. And if you do neither, if you do neither, a 90 days pass, you are off the board. So oftentimes we will meet with boards of directors, new boards in our office, potential new clients, and we'll come in and we'll introduce each other. And I'll ask the board, well, when was your election? And they'll tell me it was 6 months ago. And I'll say, great. How many of you have been certified? And they'll give me that deer in the headlights look, like they don't know what I'm talking about. And they're pretty surprised to learn that, in effect, none of them are actually on the board as they're sitting in my office. And it's at that point that we do two things. We actually print out the affidavit for them to sign and ask them if they want to take the real certification course at our next location.
Well, you make sure they read everything before they sign the
course.
My question is more like, if I told the people on the board, like I went in November, and now it's January. Like, is it from 90 days from our last election, which was in April, or like we elected people in April? So
okay.
I guess my,
now, you're in
a few people went over the weekend.
Yeah.
Wait, so I just want to know whoever's not left. What do they have to do? Get off.
You're in an HOA.
Yes.
Okay. So the law requiring certification for HOA members came into effect in July. Okay.
Okay.
So it's going to only include those associations who have their annual election after July 1st of 2013.
Gotcha.
Okay, so
okay.
Now you have them coming up, you know, typically they're... So I guess, is your next election's coming up in April?
Correct.
Okay, so those board members who did not make it to a certification class, they'd have 90 days from your upcoming date in April to get certified. So what we would love to see, where are you located?
Units in Hollywood.
Okay, so what we'd love to see, you have no excuse, because our May event, which is going to be the board certification class in the morning, the live radio show during the day, and then all kinds of classes by our sponsors, that's going to be on Sunday, May 18th. And sign up for that, and everybody can kill lots of birds with one stone all in the same day.
All right, thank you very much. I enjoy your show. Thank you.
Okay, Mike. All right. So I guess next week, just to let everybody know, I will not be here. No show next week. Why? Because it is Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, you're in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm in Vegas, and I got to tell you, you want to talk about being a lucky guy. I go to Vegas each year, not to brag, I'm bragging more about the fact that I have such wonderful friends, to tell you the truth. 17 years in a row. Me and the guys from Brooklyn, believe it or not. It's funny, I got Brandon sitting here to my left. These are guys that I've been friends with for 40 years, since I've been younger than Brandon, believe it
or
not.
That speaks volumes.
Yes, 17 years in a row, we go to Vegas for the Super Bowl for a few days. And something I cherish about as much as you can cherish anything other than your own family. But all right, so quick last-minute Super Bowl predictions. I guess I'm going with Denver. Scott?
Rangers.
Rangers in today's hockey game at Yankee Stadium. Good. Karen, who do you like?
In the Super Bowl?
Yes.
The Broncos.
Broncos. Brandon, who do you like? The Broncos or the Seahawks? Quick.
Seahawks.
Really? Oh, we got trouble in the family. All right, everybody. Well, look forward to seeing everybody again in 2 weeks. Have a wonderful next 2 weeks, and we look forward to seeing you when we get back. Take care, everybody. Thanks for tuning into Condo Craze and HOAs.